Shir, Tess, and Masachas, week follows by the Rosh Hashiva, continued, Gimel Kislev HaTov Shin Nun, December 3rd, 1989, on Friday, continued.
The water from the Kankan, Fukvie, whether it's considered Amshoch or it's not considered Amshoch. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's considered Amshoch. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's not considered Amshoch. So the Rashi is the Kasha. Granted, it's not considered Amshoch. But it didn't even become Shov at the very outset. Because how did it, in order to become Shov, it can be done in two ways. Either from Milubikatev or from Milubikli. Milubikli, to become Shov from Milubikli, if there is no Milubikatev, so that requires a subjective element, the intention that the water should fill out the kelim. But if the intention is to dry, he didn't intend, he doesn't want, he was disappointed when it rained came. He didn't expect it was cloudy. The Dovim was dissipated and he didn't expect any rain. And the subjective element was that he should dry, not that he should become filled with water. And then by itself, to his amazement, it became filled up with water, so there is no show of Milubikli. So you don't have to resort to Amshoch in order. Yeah. So you don't have to resort to the device of being Matkia the Psul Shov to Amshoch. It didn't become Shov in the first instance. You don't have to be Matkia the Psul Shov. What do we say? But when you are capable of Kankanim, then it will become Shov. No, when you are capable of Kankanim, then it can only become Shov for the other kind of Shov, of Milubikatev. Milubikatev by definition means if it's done by Kiyadavre. But if you lay down the Kankanim and then it rests on the roof and then it lies down by itself through the force of gravity, so it's not Milubikatev. So why does Rabbi Lezer say you cannot be Kiyadavre? Why not Kiyadavre? That's the kashi of the Rashi. So that's one. Yes, one.
What you get if you pick up and pour it on the roof?
So then you use it your keach. So it falls. But when you lay it down, so the water drips down through the force of gravity, not through his keach.
No, but he pours it out to the roof first, and then it falls down.
I know what you mean. Falls down.
He picks it up and he pours it onto the ledge or the roof.
Okay, so
and then
he pours it. So it falls down through his keach. So it shows.
He ain't coming when he lays it down.
What?
When he lays it down, it's not through
his keach. He uses his keach in laying it down, yes. But he doesn't drop into the mikveh through that keach. How does it drop to the mikveh through the keach of gravity, not through his keach? So even according to Rabbi Lezer, it wouldn't constitute the show of Milubikatev. So the kasha of the Rashi is, why does Rabbi Lezer aser? And why does Rabbi Lezer aser kviyah bikulin? Why? Why does he aser kviyah bikulin? Rabbi Lezer should also be matar kviyah bikulin. Because the show of Milubikatev did not take effect altogether, because the subjective element was lacking, it was Lenagvon. And the show, when he laid down the Kankani, so then you would say it becomes show for Milubikatev. No. Milubikatev means that you fill up the mikveh for your keach, not if you fill up the mikveh for the keach of gravity. And when you lay it down, then you use your keach in laying it down, but not in the falling into the mikveh. It falls into the mikveh for the force of gravity. For asoras keach hamineya. So mele it's not Milubikatev. This is the kasha of the Rashi. So, it's a very strong kasha. Now again, teme, uksas teme, hane kan kan, shenis nalomai, in your, why does he say uksas teme? It's a big teme. Why does he say uksas teme? I think because you could say, if you want to be an action, you could say, no, we have to resort to amshoche, because without amshoche, so then it would become show for milagatate, even though he doesn't fall into the mikveh through his keach, but to the force of gravity, but he activates the force of gravity. So merely if he activates the force of gravity, so that's considered like show for milagatate. So that's why he says sustain, because it's not the most reasonable thing to say, to assume.
What we're learning now, this shvira makes it that's not hamshacha either. The way I understand it, so this shvira, even if I'm from love, it's not mitzvah hamshacha. There's nothing happened. There's no.
Yeah, that's happened. Right. So the kashi is even when you do shvira, it shouldn't be on the basis of hamshacha.
So why is there a problem? Hamshacha is cool in the way around.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's part of the kashi. Tehme hane kan kanish in smal mayim in yodok shom we sech un smal lab shivi kiven lab lekach mis haben un nagen un mur auf der kante ich hab es da min ich kel un tach zine di so mit haren mich ach da min hosom di mich hab ich spis an no di od in di hakot toy so na doy de tsraye mi foreshes that in order to involve the psul of milu bikli show al di milu bikli there must be the subjective element. Without the subjective element, the kavone, it cannot become puzzled on the basis of, it cannot become shov on the basis of milubikli. Leneach lukol ha-shenichom shaskish o'avim, v'nispazol v'chosol v'niskash ha-faloch ha-kton ha-osom v'idim v'shoch v'chos shu'toy v'shemo yesh l'chalik di-hosom v'shenof u'ma'alei ha-mikve ha-val hoche di-iro li-be'er. Since there is a Maise Birdain, it's how the Kriye, it's how the Shvire is, but there is a Nirolebe, an indirect Yiro there is. It's not, he's activating the force of gravity, no matter how you express it. The bottom line is that he's activating the falling into the bear. So the Mele, Achshibun Achshibun. He doesn't say, maybe it involves the psul of Shov al the Milibikatif. Then he doesn't have to say Achshibun Achshibun. Achshibun Achshibun means that actively it supplies the subjective element. So then it becomes possible. According to Rabbi Lezer, if you do Kviye, so then it's possible because of milu bikli, but you ask, what kind of milu bikli is it? The subjective element is lacking. The subjective element was lacking at the very outset, but when ultimately it takes advantage and he exploits the fact that nature filled up the kankanim, so then he collaborates the act of nature and he supplies the subjective element, that's achshibin, achshibin.
What Ram Shofar took place so yesterday?
Retroactively. So then it becomes retroactively show for milibikli. Not that it becomes show for milibikatif. It doesn't become show for milibikatif. Because milibikatif means that it falls into the mikveh for keachor. If it falls into the mikveh through gravity, it's not really coming. But it retroactively, without recourse to Amshoche, it would be possible mitzachov al-yidei milibikli. But milibikli requires the subjective element, so there's an inyan of achshire. Achshire means that the subsequent act can retroactively collaborate and confirm an act of nature. True, this was an act of nature. Amazingly, so all of a sudden it started to rain and it filled up the kankan. So the subjective element at the outset was lacking. But then he exploited, took advantage of this act of nature. And he took advantage by manipulating that they should fall, the water should drop into the mikveh through the force of gravity. So this taking advantage, the intentional taking the subsequent
of the situation,
deliberate exploitation of the act of nature, corroborates the act of nature, and it supplies the subjective element, and is considered as if the contaminant been filled up intentional. It's a retroactive action.
Was there a shuffle that took place after this earring? The Maitri made an earring.
Yes.
So retroactively we're saying it comes out of the mind and the Kali.
It's not considered EO from the perspective of Nulubikata, but from it is marshiv retroactively the act of nature, that as if the act of nature had done it, as if nature had done it with his approval, but his blessing.
That's why the lesson says he copied his question.
But wasn't there a hamshacha taking place?
What?
But wasn't there afterwards a hamshacha that took place?
Oh, so, but that's according to Rabbi Yeshua. But so it constitutes hamshacha. But according to Rabbi Lezer, kfiyeh does not constitute hamshacha, because hamshacha by definition means at a distance on a horizontal plane, but not at a distance on a vertical plane.
Rabbi keeps out, I think, that even by kfiyeh, he keeps out, you should do it the other way, you know, you should.
No, that's a pshat in kfir. Kfir means that it lies down by itself. Not to pick up the keli and pour it, turn it over. But he puts it on the side of the roof, and then gradually it spills out all the way. That's what it happens. All right, I think it's late enough. Okay. But at least we went over the Mishnah's act. Oh. Now, Mr. Minkes,
yes.
2 weeks ago, you gave me your son Shaul's number, but I was in York for over 9 days, so I couldn't call him, and I have to call him. I already
lost the number.
My Yishofen now, God was called to Yishofen, the lovely Yishofen. Umen Hasod the Sabeya, the seed, the Jiazit Memo, the Darke Luhovi a seed, the Beya Lotis. So the plasterer just placed certain vessels in which he keeps the plaster in the Beya. The Isi Beya Hoyo Mayim Sheer. So then, the water, which on me, filled up those vessels. The nishka rotil sechamayim v'nismal. Im hoya mayim shofim al gabo kol shui shover. So then, there is a chibu, because some male is not considered shof. Shol nishava mayim v'chol shoim rovim. Because the water in the keli is always miuret with the water and the bayah. Avo is koshu yishove. So mele, so he can break them, and then it's a kosher mikveh, because it's not shol. Avo, but he has to break them. He cannot just pick it up and pour it in. Then it will become disconnected, and then it will become shol. But he has to crack the vessels, so the mele it will not become shov then, and it didn't become shov as a result of filling up the vessels, because the vessels are always intermingled with the water and the mikveh.
in love, no issue. But if the mind and action are not above, so the water in the vessels is already show. So he cannot break them because they'll still be post. Do you remember that? Again, according to the Rash, it's on the basis of Hamshach. The breaking of the Kele is like Lid Mamshechet on the Kav. So merely, even though the mind Nasof Al-Gavov, so true that the water in the vessel is Shov, but the Shov is Poka, Fu Hamshach. So, Vim Lashi Amayim Sof Al-Gavov, Fu Yishovet. Uvisheino in a shomim iron. I had demo in a shomim, chibidik of mine, the bayer is yishover. A vishweimer bin kach and bin kach yishover, the yochel hamshir, kiddi parish. Ham sader can tell him with a habeer, bin his small mayim, if he put can tell him the bayer, empty can tell him the bayer, and then they are filled up with water. After Pisha Bola Beiris Meimov, so no water is left. The water that was in the Beir was absorbed by the Beir itself, by the Karka Beir, by the Defnea Beir. And the only water remaining is the water inside the vessels. Hareze Yishal. Why? Because Rabbi Shua Shiti is, number one, the Tzvira Sakankanim is a Dinu Rav Shochet. And Rabbi Yeshua Yisrael can replace that the Revi's mind be Trilo, Passels, some Mele, and Rabbi Yeshua also holds that Hamshocha Bikulo is Kero. Harizi Yishov, Rabbi Yeshua, the Revi's Pesel, Umishaber es Kankanim, the is a Mikve Betril. Now, so, Mishti Yud already discusses another thing. Now let's see here. Tess. It's Chestes. Mishnah Zayin went over the Rashi's. Chestes, Asayin. Umen hasodes habeir bisit. Kayid itnam misachasoves. Beir sit shein ma'abitit. Referik lo yachpeir. Itnam. Oy sod. Bisid vidarkel hovli beiras hasid beotzitz losis habeya veisi beya hoi b'mayim kshere vishochach shomo otzitz. Vinishtak al sich amayim vinismal im hoi amayim sofim ad avof kol shu yishob because it never became show shalimishv amayim v'chol shoyim rod aval im hoi amale otzitz v'yodob Hoyu nifsok vinasim pushi. But if he would pick up the kele, so then that moment he will become show. Nasim pushi vin lav lo yishov. Uvishenes kishomim di moyo neshomim kim di kemayim liber yishov kid amor ul rabbi yishua v'cholim yishov. Di ochel hamshach kid parishis. And I mean, that's again the Rashite, that Rabbi Yeshua holds Hamshocha Bikule is Kshera. That means that the Rash has to agree with the Shit of Chachmei Amarok. The Rambam, Mari Shalom is getting the Shit of Chachmei Amarok. But the Amene Rishen, the Rash, agrees with Yechal. The Ran Shvue says that the Rif also agrees with the Shit of Chachmei Amarok. It's not so Shit of a Poshu. Not all Rishen agree with the Ran. But we see that Chachmei Amarok is not a Shittes Yochid. I think just Chachmei Amarok, because the Rambam in his Perush HaMishneh expresses himself very sharply against the Shittes of the Chachmei Amarok. It's not a Shittes Yochid. we don't pass on like that, but it's not, it's just Yochi. It's the Shite of the Rash, and they're calling it Samu Shemim, the Shite of the Reed. Alright. I'm sad that I can't be bear, be small, after Pisha Bola, a bear as memo, they mind the bear of the Elish, we can't be raising each other, Kirabi Yeshua, the Omar, the Levi space, Umishabe, Rasankanim, the Mikvahat. Here is it, he said. Tanya, but he said, Rabbi Yeshua, Emer, Binkach, Yishov. Rabbi Yeshua, Emer, Mishim, Rabbi Yeshua, Afiat. Afiat, Uvilvacha lo yare, it's in music of action, the good, correct. Uvilvacha lo yare, yate means he turns over the kele, and it's aid. This is the kele, so he puts it like this, and then it spills out. Yare means he picks it up and he pours it, but yate means Yata means that the vessel sends erect like this. He puts it sideways and then it starts dripping out. So that is Amshoch. In other words, if he picks it up, it's Mamish Bikedachim. It's not Amshoch, it's Shol Mamish Nuribikat. But if the vessel is in a extended in a erect position like this, he puts it down and it screws out by itself, so then it is considered Tamsha. Vulvachlaya, Vicheno Yor Rabbi Yisein, Zilei Biyodov Viraglov, Shlei Shalugim Mikve Pos. If with his hands he's Mizalev, or with his feet he's Mizalev, his clashes. The Keirin. So then it's possible. Hilchim nakar kikosha. What's the difference? I mean, splashing means, still the other means money is like, and the Beragov means like this. He pushes with his feet the water. Then it's possible. But if he walks in karka, so it's like, so as you know, the behemoth, no camera. He steps upon the chip and the chip falls. So the person, instead of pushing with his feet like this, so he steps firmly and then he splashes the water into the mikveh. Then it's kosher. What's the difference? This is bikayachay and this is bikayachay. The difference whether you do it like this or like this, suez. I mean, what's it? What's the difference? You have to understand it. Legion, a legion, a regiment of an army that marches, the gallant. Hoeva mimokim mimokim, kichein behemo yiveres mimokim mimokim, or a behemo, a horse, let's say. He gallops, and then as it gallops, it throws water into the meek. Zilfu b'yedeim v'ragleim gimu lugim l'mikveh kosher v'lo yeid alom osu mikveh b'tchila kosher. So that is to be explained. So let's see how the Rash explains. And superficially it appears there is a stirim in Eil Bay. What's the difference between zilfu b'yedeim v'ragleim and legion o'ivim mokom mokim? It's an ha pirish yishoveya v'lo yati Afiate Hanir, he puts a silence. The Masnis, Umasnis Rabbi Yisi, that will be the Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yisi said, Zile Biodov, at that Hilchim Akarke Kosher, and Ligionelum Mokum Mokim Kosher, so that's Rabbi Yisi, that will be the Rabbi Yeshua, who will watch a Yid Beil Biyar. Shaloyitil Gassima, Shaloyitil Biyodo Bida. Imakarka, so why is Makarka kosher? So he says, the Hainam Shoch, שמערה חוץ למקווה ואין שוכן למקווה לגיון חיל וזלוף בידיהם ורגליהם גימולוגים למקווה כושר עם הקרתי דרש doesn't spell out what's the difference between zilei and legion or hilchim nakarka. Like, he doesn't explain it. Doesn't explain. Now let's see the Rosh.
Maybe the Rosh holds that the case of the Gion was Ayid Hamshach.
That's possible. It's very likely.
It would only go according to Rabbi Yeshua.
Yes. Of course, he says it's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yisi, that's right. The Mishnah. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Yisi. We don't end it with this. Not yet. But the Rosh makes a distinction. The Rosh. It might be in the Chuvus, I don't know. He says between a man, a human being, and the behemoth. I thought it is in the Pilchas Mishloyos in the Rosh, but it's father in the children. Yeah, the Rashi makes that distinction. In other words, Zila it is directly, and Hela, Legiono Helech is Umokim Rochet. Umokim Rochet. And the, what's that? Who says? In the Peosh.
In the
Hilchos Mishloyos. Yeah, where in the Hilchos
Mishloyos?
What?
The end of Sif-Bez.
Of Sif-Bez, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Very tiny business after. V'cheino yom Rabbi Yisi, zile b'yono rav shleish lukum with the posh, ilichem akar kosha, legyono yivim wakum wakim, v'chen shayole varas wakum wakim, v'zil v'videim v'ragleyen, shleish is lukum with the posh, v'leid af shleish lukum with the posh, legyono chayel reich v'yisusun amal chen shayole. The most mikveh v'ragleyen is kosher. Yeah, you mentioned that here too. And the tshuva is more modern. So the Rosh distinguishes between zilf and as far as the behemoth is concerned, so even if the behemoth will mamish flesh, not walking, you know, stepping ahead, but mamish flesh, zilf the ragle behemoth, be a del the ragle behemoth, is also kosher. Because show these, because this is soda. It's only a human being. A human being. But the behemoth, a human being is a voluntary agent. So then it's not considered as an act of nature. So it's it's not in a mikveh that was accumulated through nature. But the Behema does, even though the Behema is a living thing and everything, but it's like done by nature. The human being, he's about chira, he can do, he cannot do. So in Mele, it's not considered the Yishamayim. Yishamayim means when it's done by nature, when the mikveh is precipitated, when the memsor is precipitated by nature, by natural forces. But the human being is about chira. Some in Mele, it's not the Yishamayim. So it's all. But the Behemoth, that's about his prayer. So it's like an inanimate force in nature that pushes it in, like the wind. Let's say there's a hurricane, there's a tornado. So then, it's Yishamayim. Why? It's the next of God. No, the Behemoth is also the next of God. But in human being, he has about prayer. So it's not in about prayer hofshis. Some melee is not considered the next of God. Some melee, it's not the Neshama. That's the Roshi. And the Rash, as you said, it means that there are Hamshok. But comes the Rash, there is no difference between a human being and the Balchal. No difference. What is Shittis Rambam? Shittis Rambam. Perkei Milchus Mikvois Haloche Ches Gaios or Iver Mimokim Limokim Vichim Beimo or Iveres Mimokim Limokim Vizolfu Bideim Vagleim Shloish Lugin Limikvah Rezekosha Vileid Ela Filoosa Mikvah Bitchila Rezekosha. So we will see one thing: the Rambam is not like the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, so there is a distinction between a human being and the Balchal. Some Melo Legiono even Mokim Mokim means like cavalry, not those soldiers who march, you know, but they ride on horses. That's Legion. But from the Rambam, it's not Mashma that Legion means cavalry, because if Legion means cavalry, so there's Behema, there's Mokim Mokim. You could say, if you want to know it, there are two kinds of Behema. A Behema without a person riding on it, there's Behema, there's Mokim Mokim. And Gaius, or even Mokim Mokim, means cavalry, and not infantry. So the Rambam should say it's cavalry. Gaius means an arm.
What's the difference?
What?
Between this type or that type?
Oh,
they don't have to give us two cases.
Yeah, well, just two examples. I mean, you can ask about the safety itself. The legion of evil mocking the chen behemo, who you bear as mocking mocking. What is that?
Chesh could be because even when a man is on directing the behemo,
I say. Behemo bear as mocking mocking. A man is not driving it. You see, she's all by herself. So then it's a force of nature. But you could say, cavalry, you know, so a man operates, so then it's, in other words, it's like a person driving a car. So that's my Zayor. So the Chiddush is, that is Muta. The Chen Gai, but the Loshna Rambam is Gaios. So it's not Mashmud, that Gaios means soldiers, that's what Gaios means. I just miss all this. We had, you know, all the times we had two kinds of soldiers. infantry and cavalry. So why does Rambam, if it mentioned the chen the himo yiveres mokum mokim visiud bidem draglem shelukum yive areize kosher. Now, so it is Mishnah discussing this Rambam. This is Mishnah. Daar is een mokken mokken, die zegt me kwees per gimmel, en wie is hier meer, ziel wil er agos, dus nu moet je posten, dus maar kaar kosher. De gionne wil mokken mokken, ga jol, en daar is mokken mokken, zo bedien maar glim, dus nu moet je kosher, leid af veel osse mikkel terug kosher. Opier is roos, legion, u chayel, reich, wie sus, zo is dat vieres, pfeffer sus en kevel, de geen shayo, wie moos een mikwe berag, de hem is kosher, maar lodem, ziel wil je de raaf, dus nu moet je kosher posten. Aber mit den raaf, shim, אבל נשים שנראה שהם מחלים על בימו, שכל זה זוב ידי מרגלם שישלום מלכושה מהקרה כקרומה, ומה שנראה קרק פרידה נעם שוח, שמער חוסלום כבר משוח עמית, ופיזה הוד איתן יבלי דה פילוסים את ביטחו לקושה, כי מנדובה שובה שימשכו או כולו כשירס, אבל מנדולים אך שראה לו כשימשכו בלעסל הייתי סת. Only if we agree with the sheet of the rush, so he can explain it, you know, even more from sense of shock. But if we say, like the Rambam, that Shuvah Shim Shechu Kulo is also slow, so he couldn't explain it. So of course, the Rambam couldn't explain it. Aber man don't merk so, Shim Shechu Beles, like he said, the Rabbeinu Mashmalei, Shehu Miforsh at Yisefte, Shehivire al Gabi Karke, Oy Shemitna al Ditris HaSadri Odom, Oy Behim HaKosh, שאין חילק מנודם באים מעולים עם זה. בצורך למה, דהודי כמה ביזדו לב רב ששלולים מכפושל מפורש רבינו, דלוי על ידי מיתי זה היו, אלא שנוטל ביודוב וברגלוב שלי שלוגים, ואיתילו למקווה. ופי זה, ופי שהיו מפורש כן, לא הוא צריך לכתי דיבר רבי יסי, דנדין המסלג הסתית ומילף. So, according to this mission, the Rambam is Mechali. Doesn't say what. Between taking it in the hands or in the feet and splashing it there like tzuras, like this in Kolatere Kule, there is no such difference. I mean, when it's the same thing, the same thing. I mean, even when you have a salve, you don't ragos, you fill up your hands with water, and then you drop it, you dump it into the mikveh, so it's not gufe, it's keiche. With guf, I mean it falls in the mood. For keiche, like somebody throwing a hat, the water becomes detached from his guf. But that's tisas yaroda. That's tisas yaroda. And if you splash, you stand and you splash like tzures, so it's also keiche. It's also keiche, and keiche is gufe. But ligabei tvisas, ligabei mikveh is aloche, that if it's tvisas yad odom, so it's possible. So there's a difference. In other words, if it is done, if it is not done through a special act, you see, when you fill up your hands with water and then you dump it, so it's a special act. It's not an agavuch, a coincidental act. So Mimele, that's called Tvias Yarodom. In other words, because it's a special act, it requires a special act. But when you walk, the legion walks, or the Behene, somebody rides a horse and he gallops, and say, so he does the same act anyway. Whether they would suppose it would be dry, he would be doing the same act. Soldiers gallop, they gallop. If the ground had been dry, no water would be splashed. But the ground happens to be filled up full with water. But is he doing an extra act? An extra act in order to splash water? He's doing the same act even if there hadn't been water. I don't mean shaloi b'kavonim. There's the right edge. The Ravet is Niyashi, he says, the difference between Zilet Yodov Yeraglov, and Yonov Yomokomokei, because Zilet Yodov Yeraglov is Mishavet, and Yonov Yomokomokei is not Mishavet. What do? They should clean up the street, I mean, and the shore, I mean, so they wouldn't splash. So it's a psikreishe. Here we don't say it's psikreishe. Is considered mischab. What psikreishe is considered mischab. But here we don't apply the aloha of psikreishe. So according to Rabbi, this question of kavone. Kavone is mamish, not din kavone like psikreishe. But mamish kavone. Tisas yaroda means if it's done deliberately. But according to Rambam, it's not like that. Suppose the legion is even walking. They would have done the same galloping, even if the street, the ground had been dry. But now that they see there is water, so agavurche, they are mechaving to splash to. For sport, of whatever it is, stamstik, I mean, they are mischaving. So according to the Raive, it would be possible. It would be possible. Because according to Raive, in the pshat, they are going mocking, because minastam, they're not mischaving. Why should they mischaving? What difference does it make to them when they splash or not? They don't want to work hard, that they shouldn't splash, so they walk normal. It's an adavuchadike, a coincidental act. The splashing is coincidental. It's a psikreishe, but it's coincidental. It's coincidental. And even the Amchav Mamesh, not only psikreishe, even psikreishe, even the Raivet would make it kosher. But if the Raivet would say, suppose Amchav Mamesh, even though it's a coincidental act, in other words, they would have done the same act, even if there hadn't been water. Now the soldiers see there is water, so the Amitzari the Kavone also. But they would have done the same act even if there hadn't been water. So the act of the Mila Dikate, of the dumping water, is coincidental to their work. And they would have walked in the same way. Soldiers, they gallop, they always gallop, they have to gallop. If they wouldn't gallop, they probably might be caught martial in England. A soldier has to gallop, you know, that's the arrogance, so gallop. So, and when you gallop, if the ground is dry, so no water is gone. If the ground is full with water, so no air. So they would have done the same act exactly, they would have galloped the same way. But the soldiers decided to dump the water too. But it's a coincidental act. So maybe it's not considered as just the shite of the... In other words, so he had, I think, four shites. According to Rash, the difference between Zilei Biyodo Veraglov, the difference between Zilei Biyodo Veraglov and Legiono Eivea consists that Legiono Eivea does Amshach and Amshach of the Gulish. According to the Rosh, the difference between Zilul by man, by human being, and Zilul by Balchad. And according to the Raived, the difference is whether it's deliberate or not, the Kavone or not the Kavone. According to the Rambam, not Kavone, is similar to the Raivet, but it's different. Even a legion or even walking, even if it don't be Kavone, but since it is done agavur, if they didn't have to gallop, if the legion down wouldn't have to gallop, they wouldn't squash. But they have to do the same act anyway, so this decided to splash too, but it's a coincidental act, so male is not considered physical. So you have four sheets. I really wanted to discuss the union of Hamshach HaBikuri, but I forgot for a moment that we didn't finish the period. So I don't know, I made a mistake, I thought you already finished the period. I forgot. So let's go over the last Mishnah, and then we'll discuss the Gemara, we'll go over the Gemara in Gemara. about Hamshacha Bikurim. That's the basic moral of Hamshacha Bikurim. But
what,
yes.
What will the Rebbe do with the Mishnah from the Sanhedrin's Atid? Because there, when he was tolish from the water, he wasn't mischaven to be tolish the mayim. He was only mischaven to be tolish the teeth, and the mayim came in melech.
That's not even security. That's mamish mischaven. That's mamish mischaven. You know what I mean? That's mamish mischaven. What did he mean, Sanik Sati?
The whole of the chat from the Sipa on the Sanik is speaking, even though there was no Kavana, still, as long as it was Bami Koachad.
Hold it, Tehish. So he picks it up.